So, someone messaged me and said that I could read a recipe for making cornbread and still make it sound sexy. And I can't remember if I've ever made cornbread before. Probably. It's not one of my favorite things to put in my mouth, but then again, I'm pretty sure you all know what that is. I have actually looked up a recipe for cornbread, and I thought I'd give it a naughty try. First and foremost, you have to get things hot, like really hot. Little sheen of sweat on my tits hot. So you're gonna preheat that oven to 400 degrees. Then you're gonna get all the good stuff together. Flour and cornmeal and that sweet white sugar. Oh, the bad thing is, all of those ingredients are way up there in the top cupboard, and I'm gonna have to get on my little stool and reach up and stretch so high. My little skirt's gonna ride up reaching those. And then when I bounce down, you'll see my tits jiggle. Oh, while I grab the baking powder, an egg, some milk, and of course, a little bit of salt. You know I love the flavor of something salty in my mouth. And then, oh, we can't forget something to get everything all slick. Ooh, that oil. Yeah, go ahead and reach that. You should always have some sort of oil handy. You know what for. Now you're gonna get the pan all slick and buttery and all ready to be filled. Oh, and then all that stretching and reaching all those ingredients is gonna pay off because we're gonna sprinkle them into a bowl. Oh, and don't forget to take a pinch of salty goodness from the tip and just spread it all over. Get them all mixed up together. Then we're gonna add the finishing touches. You know, just before that batter's ready. Kind of like those final thrusts before you're just ready to shoot that baby batter inside me. Stir in the eggs and drizzle in that slick oil. Wow, look at that. And then the milk. Get it all mixed up. Oh, just imagine me with that bowl all full of creamy batter pressed up against my breasts while I stir and stir and stir and everything jiggles and I start breathing a little heavier. Oh, and then when it's perfectly thick and creamy, oh, you just pour it all over that pan. Oh, yeah, that's it. Fill it up with that batter. Oh, then you stick it right in that hot box. It's been ready and waiting. It's gonna take a while. Oh, that batter just loves being in that hot box. And then when it looks all puffy and ready, oh, you just slip that wood inside. You know I mean a toothpick, right? Oh, and if it comes out all gooey, then you've got to put it back in that hot box for a while. When it comes out, it's got to be nice and clean. Oh, you know I always Make sure you get nice and clean when you come out. Even if you were all sticky and gooey just a few minutes before. Oh, now that it's all perfect and ready, you can just grab a warm, hot slice and bring it to your lips. You might have to blow on it a little because it's still so hot. And then you can just savor the flavor of that delicious goodness that we cooked up together. Oh, it's good on your tongue, isn't it? It just makes you want to eat more and more of it. I know I do. I always seem to be hungry when you're in the kitchen. Oh, that's why I brought you this sexy recipe today. To make my mouth water. And you do that so well. Feed me some more, please.